holding this lectionary in my hand because I picked the readings that are proper to the feast that we celebrate today. So St. Ignatius of Antioch, martyr for the faith, right? And they're all really strong ones. We need to pay attention, okay? This is counterintuitive, especially in 2018 and especially in the Western world, where so many of our deeper desires are, as the late great Cardinal Francis George of Chicago said, smothered under a pillow of accommodation. Smothered under a pillow of accommodation, right? Our deep desires for God, the way we live, the way we have real life, sometimes those desires get smothered. And oftentimes by accommodation, right? Comfort, ease. We want it simple. We want it nice and easy. Cheap grace, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. And there's no such thing. There's no such thing as cheap grace. So good readings remind us of the truths that we need to live by. And so the gospel for St. Ignatius' feast day is from John. And just listen, because this is so key and true to your joy. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat." That truth is so very important for us to take in. Each one of us, grain of wheat. We all have the potential to bear a rich harvest, but the only way we produce much fruit is if we are willing to die. Now, St. Ignatius of Antioch died for the faith, like he poured out his blood for the faith. But all of us have to die in order to produce the fruit that God wants. There's no way around that. Christianity, Jesus is so upfront. He's right up front and center about that reality. That unless we're willing to allow certain things, even the most kind of dear things in us, unless we're willing to have those things die, we can't ever really live. There's no resurrection without the cross. There's no life eternal without a death. And that's just truth. And I think we all know that, but we all resist that. Partly because we're not sure. Like, is it really gonna happen if I give up everything to follow the Lord? If I give up my comfort, if I give up my desire to be in control of my life, if I die to that, if I die to this old sin, if I die to this immature way of living in the world, will there be life after that? And the only way you find out is by going through that. Right? That's the challenge. You have the promise. You have the promise of Jesus Christ who went before you, who went to his death and rose. And the only reason we have a faith that we profess is because he actually rose. There's no reason for the apostles to say anything about Jesus after he dies unless he rose. And just think that through for a second, right? These guys are not the most talented. They're not the smartest. They don't have this amazing plan to conquer the known world for a faith. It doesn't come from them. It comes from a real experience of the risen Lord. Jesus is risen. And that's the message that goes out and changes the world. While Jesus blazed that path, all the apostles, except for John, also walked that path. They all died as martyrs. I think it's the first, like, 30-some popes all die as martyrs. St. Ignatius of Antioch dies as a martyr. And the interesting thing is, they didn't complain about that. Rather, they felt it was an honor to lay down their lives for the Lord, not just for his sake or for the sake of this faith, because they knew that there was life. They knew there was life after death, that giving up that, sacrificing everything, would bring life. Jesus goes on. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever loves his life loses it. I think it's really hard for us to hear those words and incorporate them into our lives. We all have this desire to preserve things, to play it safe, but the Lord constantly calls us out of that. And he says, don't be afraid to lose your life, to give everything to me, to lay it all down, to lay it all at the foot of the cross, to lay it all upon the altar. That's what we do at Mass. And know that can seem scary. But the promise is this, that if you lose your life, you'll find it. And the converse is also true. If you try to stay in control, if you try to be in charge, if you try to have God on your terms, if you try to follow him according to your desires, and especially according to your timing, then you'll lose everything. And you'll be in this really awful middle ground. It's a no man's land where you're like trying to follow the Lord, but you're trying not to at the same time. I want to follow God, but I also want to be in charge. I want to worship him, but I really worship myself. And there's no movement in that. And there's no life in that. And if there's no life, then there's death. So to try to stay in the main place, to try to put yourself at the center, always is a loss of life. But to lay down your life, to use the time you have, to use the choices you make, the will that you have within you, to say, Jesus, it's yours. I give you this, all of me, right now, right here, to give that to him, to lose your life, is a sure way to find it. I know it's paradoxical, but it's so dang true. So we have to embrace that. And that means we have to embrace the cross. Can't live, as St. Paul said in the first letter, or first reading to the Philippians, can't live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Can't. We have to embrace the cross. We have to learn to love the cross. We have to take it up daily, follow the Lord. And that looks like sacrifice? Yeah, it does. But in that sacrifice is joy. And to run from sacrifice like that is to run from love. And if we run from love, we will never, ever, ever find contentment or peace of heart. So the choice is clear, right? We come to the Lord. We give him our lives. Whatever you're holding on to tonight, whatever that might be, could be fear, could be a sense of control, could be something you're stuck in, a sin. You lay it down. You say, Jesus, I give you that. Put it on the altar. I put it at the foot of the cross. I sacrifice it. And then life comes in because the Lord has an opening. May we be willing, like St. Ignatius of Antioch, like the apostles, like the martyrs who we celebrate in the church, may we be willing to lay down our lives so that Jesus may give us his.